if you had a real big win, you'd say, if you had a big win coming in, you'd say that, what would you call it? Do you have a word for it?
Well, we was always taught to call them storms, regardless of what they was when I was a kid, see. We didn't know whether it was a hurricane or a storm or a tornado or whatever. It was still a storm with us, see.
Yes.
And, of course, later along the years, I reckon they had names for them then, but we didn't know it.
Yes.
But,
did you ever call them a blow or anything like that?
Well, they had a gale.
Gale?
Yeah. And that's almost equal to a storm, see, heavy gale.
If the wind was coming from that way, you'd say it was, where's it coming?
Coming out of southwest.
Well, that way.
Southeast.
And then due?
Due south.
Yeah. And if it was coming from that way.
And you'd call it northwest. But I knew a man that wouldn't say nothing but west north, and you couldn't make him. He said there was no damn difference in it. I said northwest, was taught that all my life, or northeast, see. But he said east, north, and west, north over there. He would say northwest, he said west, north.
Did you ever get a kind of a light, damp rain here, you know, not a real heavy rain? What did you call
it? Shower.
That? You'd call that?
Shower.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure you got some, you know, a heavy mist coming in. Did you ever work that, you know, kind of settle in and couldn't see through it?
We called it haze.
Haze?
Clouds looked hazy. Yeah, dusty-like or hazy. You know, when they had the 3 minutes of storm and the dust storm in the west, it stayed that way here for months.
It did?
Yeah. It settled on everything.
When was that?
I guess it's been 30 years ago.
Uh-huh. Well, that was the big one in the 30s, right?
Might have been. Maybe. It was a terrible dust storm they had. And this old man I told you wrote about every little thing. Up here at Big Level, called him Crab. And for the paper, he said, "Our soil would be much better the next year. We had plenty of that Texas dirt here on top of it." He didn't lie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we had plenty of it, but you know, it was just, you could have anything white out there, anything like that, and you could see it all on it, where it settled on it. Or you could set up a table, like one of these tables set out on the porch, and go out there every day and write your name and you on it. That dust on it. There's plenty of it here, plenty of it. It's just haze. That's what I told you where I got the word haze. It looked hazy all around, see?
Mm-hmm.
The clouds was, smoky-like, in other words.
Yeah. Well, what if it was like a watery mist?
Came from call that a fog.
Fog?
Yeah.
Fog. Okay, a couple more things here. If you look up the sky and you said, "I don't like the looks of the..."
Elements.
Elements?
It always said.
But those things, the white things, they were white stuff up in the sky would be the...
Well, I've heard people call them snow cow, but I call them thunderheads.
Yeah.
And big white things that boil up in the morning like that. I heard people say, "Look at the snowbanks." Well, hell, there wasn't no snowbanks to that. It was a thunderhead, a big white cloud, you know, that... See them all over the south, all over the Gulf after I raised up in the morning.
Yeah. I saw them when I came in yesterday. They are beautiful.
Oh, yes. The sun shining on them, they are beautiful.
Sometimes a cloud can be as pretty as a blue sky.
Yeah. Seen it like that many a time. That no man, nowhere, likes to get out and look at stuff like timber and stuff like that, like I do. Enjoy looking at it.